Good morning. It's Thursday, May 7th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. It's getting more difficult to find an attorney in rural Kansas as people retire. Now the state is offering incentives to attract a new generation of lawyers, but filling the civic leadership roles left by veteran lawyers will not be easy.
And when you don't have an attorney there to serve that, a lot of that is lost and becomes a problem.
We'll hear more about a plan to get lawyers to rural Kansas after the news. Wichita State University has ended its men's and women's golf programs as a cost-cutting move. In an announcement Tuesday, WSU officials cited rising operating costs and long-term sustainability as reasons for the decision. Another factor is a new revenue-sharing model in college athletics that prioritizes funding for football and basketball and makes it harder to sustain non-revenue sports. WSU Athletic Director Kevin Saul says college sports in general are getting more expensive.
The cost of doing business within athletics has increased significantly. Travel has increased significantly with fuel charges and tariffs and all of those components.
WSU golfers who choose to stay at the university will keep their scholarships. Staff will assist those who choose to transfer. Men's golf has been a sport at WSU since 1935. The women's program launched in 1974. A ban on new data center projects in Sedgwick County will continue into September, following a unanimous vote by the County Commission on Wednesday. Commissioner Pete Meisner says that the 90-day extension keeps the county moving forward on the issue.
You do have to make progress. You can't just say we're going to pocket it for 3 years, and I think we're making progress.
The moratorium started in January as a way to give county staff time to study zoning issues related to data centers. The commission has agreed to every request from planning staff for additional time on the issue, but rejected calls from some lawmakers for a multi-year ban. Meisner says he believes that some of the multi-year bans put in place by other Kansas counties are more about avoiding controversy than crafting policy. The Wichita City Council voted to install the city's first Safe Haven baby box. It's a device city leaders say is vital, but hope that it will be underused. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish has more.
Baby box is a simple name for a device that does a lot. It's an auto-locking, climate-controlled bassinet that alerts first responders there's an infant in need. It's also the only legal way for a parent in Kansas to anonymously surrender custody of their newborn. Advocates like David Alexander say it's the promise of privacy that may be the box's strongest feature.
This box will exist when a parent in crisis faces an impossible situation, that there is a safe, dignified, and legal path forward.
Alexander is the president of the Via Christi Foundation. The foundation and Ridgepoint Church have promised to cover the cost of installing a baby box at the fire station at Kellogg and Edgemore. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
East High School in Wichita will close a portion of its building this summer for foundation repairs that will cost about $8.5 million. KMUW's Daniel Cottle has more.
A recent inspection uncovered problems in the foundation of the former Roosevelt Junior High building. That's the oldest part of East High's campus. Steve Noble is chief operations officer for the district. He says the building is safe, but the district needs to complete repairs soon.
We found deteriorating concrete that's separating from the floors. There are falling concrete joists and concrete throughout the supports of that floor underneath.
The district says hallway floor should be ready in time for the fall semester. Crews will then start on the foundation beneath classrooms and offices in the area. That means a handful of classes will have to move elsewhere on campus for next school year. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
The legal age to bet on sports in Kansas is 21, but some state officials worry underage gamblers could be circumventing that law. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
Most sports gambling sites like DraftKings and FanDuel include a verification process. Bettors must submit an ID card to set up an account. Some sites make users verify their identity with a selfie too, but some don't. This means a teenager with a debit card and a parent's ID could be betting on the Chiefs in a matter of minutes. The Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission does require ID card verification, but does not include photo verification. Wichita Democratic State Rep. John Carmichael says this loophole is concerning.
I think that's a serious flaw, and I think you all ought to think about fixing it.
The state legalized online sports gambling in 2022. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The latest sensation in baseball takes the field in Wichita today. KMUW's Roger Nomer has more about what to expect when Banana Ball comes to town.
Equity Bank Park will host three games between the Loco Beach Coconuts and the Firefighters. The unique brand of baseball is drawing crowds across the country. Banana Ball features rules like a two-hour time limit. There's no bunting, batters can steal first base, and the on-field action can stop for a dance break. Wichita Wind Surge General Manager Matt Hamilton says these changes help Banana Ball reach a wider audience.
I think the appeal is the fact that there's a lot of entertainment for kids and for people who aren't traditionally baseball fans.
Sycamore Street between Maple and Texas is closed for the duration of the series. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Kansas leaders have announced the return of a summer program that lets kids visit museums, zoos, and other attractions for free. The popular Sunflower Summer Program will be shorter again this year, running from July 9th to August 2nd. Kids from preschool through 12th grade can get free tickets, along with one adult that goes with them. Kansas Tourism is urging eligible attractions to apply to be part of this year's program. Participating attractions will be announced in early June. There's more information at sunflowersummer.org. Wichita State students who have outstanding parking or traffic tickets can have them forgiven this week by donating food or other supplies. The Food for Fines program runs through today. Students can donate non-perishable food or hygiene items to the Kia Duggins Shocker Support Locker instead of paying their fine. People with a citation up to $50 should donate 10 to 15 items. The Shocker Support Locker gives WSU students, faculty, and staff access to food, clothing, toiletries, and baby or household items. Here's a look at some events taking place in the next week in the Wichita area. Tomorrow night, the Wichita Art Museum presents An Evening with Music Theater Wichita's Brian Markham as part of their Wham! Night series. Brian is MTW's artistic director. Attendees will also have a chance to explore the museum's featured exhibition, Alex Katz, Theater and Dance. Again, that's tomorrow night, and it starts at 6:30. Also tomorrow night, the musical Dear Evan Hansen is at Roxy's downtown. Mark Arts presents Art Together, Explore Asia, where people can share the stories, music, dance, and art from the many different countries and cultures of Asia. All ages are welcome. RSVPs are encouraged. Who's Live Anyway is Saturday evening at Century 2 Concert Hall. It's 90 minutes of improvised comedy and song, all based on audience suggestions. It features the current cast of the TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? And KMUW's May Pint Night is this coming Tuesday, May 12th. It's 5:30 to 7 at Haven Restaurant and Lounge in Old Town Square. We're celebrating KMUW's Soulstations with Carla Eccles plus Stevie Wonder's birthday month. Enjoy cocktails, mocktails, and live music with no agenda, just good conversation with KMUW staff and other KMUW listeners. You can find more details about these events and a lot of others. Just go to the events calendar at KMUW.org. We'll be back after this.
Tomorrow on the Range, talking shop with local comic book creators, plus setting up sights and sounds with a local audiovisual expert. So join us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here.
I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. It's getting harder and harder to find an attorney in many rural areas, leaving people without the legal help they need. A new Kansas law will give incentives to lawyers that practice or plan to practice in rural areas of the state. As Kansas News Service reporter Zach Boblett explains, new rural lawyers can have big shoes to fill.
Steve Hirsch serves as county attorney in four counties of western Kansas. But that's not all. Hirsch also files income tax returns and helps handle estates after someone dies. Hirsch also is, or was, a member of nearly every civic organization that will have him. Everybody knows Hirsch, and he knows the communities he serves. People wave at him while he walks down an all-brick road in downtown Oberlin, Kansas. While he does this, he points out the history of the town, including a building that used to be the courthouse.
Started as Bank of Oberlin, and in the silver panic in the 1890s, the bank went under, and the only way that the county could get their money out of it, because we didn't have FDIC, they took the building in payment.
Hirsch fills an important role in Western Kansas, not only as a lawyer, but also as a leader and a confidant. He's also at retirement age, and now he's mentoring the next generation of rural lawyers.
And I tell young attorneys that you're more than an attorney to these people. You are a friend. You will end up being their pallbearer at their funerals.
Oberlin is one of many rural legal deserts in Kansas. A recent Rural Justice Initiative report shows that nearly half of the state's rural counties lack enough attorneys. Kansas Supreme Court Justice K.J. Wall says rural Kansas needs legal reinforcements.
We've got dozens and dozens of counties in our state that meet the definition of a rural legal desert. And that actually, since we started the Rural Justice Initiative, we've added over a dozen more counties to that list, unfortunately.
Washburn Law Associate Dean Sean Leisinger helped write legislation to combat the issue. He says legal deserts can make for overworked attorneys.
Criminal defense counsel are traveling 2, 3, 4, 5 counties away just to serve the basic required appointments.
To help meet the needs of these rural areas, lawmakers passed a two-pronged plan. One, give law students $3,000 stipends if they promise to work in a rural area. And two, give practicing lawyers $20,000 for student loan repayment for each year they serve in a rural area for up to 5 years. These Department of Commerce-funded programs are set to begin in late fall. The hope is that these incentives will fill gaps left by retiring rural attorneys. Kansas Court of Appeals Chief Judge Sarah Warner says in many towns, rural attorneys are what she calls the backbone of civic culture.
Without those people, you have municipalities that are less informed, and you have fewer resources that people can go to when they have issues.
But what happens when a legal pillar retires? That's where people like Corey Dipman hope to fill the gap. Soon to enter his third year at Washburn Law School, he's been working in Oberlin and learning under Hirsch's guidance each summer. Dipman grew up in Great Bend and Topeka before serving in the Navy and as a sheriff's deputy in Gove County. His goal is to replace the only attorney in the county.
Right now, Gove County has one attorney that lives in the county who I worked with as a deputy, and he's planning on retiring. So my goal is to eventually run for county attorney in that county and then just kind of go from there.
Rural attorneys face many challenges. They have to handle a wide variety of legal matters, have leadership qualities, and be okay with traveling 30 minutes to the nearest big box grocery store. But if this next generation of rural lawyers is able to meet these challenges, then there's a chance for them to have high-profile roles like county attorney early in their career and become the new backbone of a community. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. You can find out more at ksnewsservice.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.